Okay, just keep programming along, catch up, presentation from Ralph Chivers, the CEO of the Telecommunication Carriers Forum. Ralph has an extensive bio. He has worked on all sides of the street. He knows what he's talking about. And as well as that, he's a bloody nice guy. So Ralph, a very brief intro to the TCF, please. Thank you very much. A brief intro for a brief speech. I've only got 5 minutes or so. I just wanted to say thank you to Andrew, Mervyn, and Chris for the opportunity to have a few words today. As Chris has said, I'm CEO of the Telecommunications Carriers Forum, and we're very appreciative of all the honorable mentions we've got this morning. I think my appointment and our recent progress and very significant progress in the TCF is a sign of what I consider to be a growing and meaningful change in the industry's culture and spirit. It's evident that now, unlike perhaps a few years ago, we can sit down and sort out a hell of a lot. Working on issues that are reasonably common interest despite our divergence of commercial interests at the end of the day. And someone commented to me that they thought today's panel discussion was a pretty good example of the very positive spirit of cooperation and collaboration that now exists in the industry. Excuse me. TCF really strongly values the support we've had from Turians and our relationship we've got with them. We've had a very good relationship with the CEO, Annie Newman, who sits on our board. And as you know from Annie, he's never shy of saying what he thinks, and we really needed some of that input from time to time, so thank you very much, Annie. Yes, I appreciate the strong report and the positive engagement we had from the Commerce Commission. I'm really appreciative of the engaging way that Ross and his team have been working with us in recent times. And appreciative also of the Minister's support for us. So we're looking forward to continuing to make a really solid contribution to the industry through supporting the Commission's progress, the engine inquiry, some of the numbering issues that have been mentioned, and perhaps taking a wider role in some of the conversations, for example, around the reform of the telecommunications service operators. So I only got 5 minutes, but I had a few slides as well. and I'd like to flex reason. Now, number of you will know Frank March from MED. He made a comment to me one day that sent me flying off to Google Earth to have a look at some maps of the world. Right, I've got this from here. Let's have a look. Now, I seeded this on Iraq just to be a stirrer. But fundamentally, if you have a look at that map, there's probably, to the end of populations, about three quarters of the population of the world in view there. And probably about two-thirds of the economy. If we spin the globe around a little bit, seated again somewhat subversively on Cuba, not that I make any particular point. So there, within view, we've got, if you add up the numbers, about a third of the world's whole economy. And about 90% of the herbal remedies. If you flip round the globe and have a look at New Zealand, you know, we are in the middle of nowhere. And I really hadn't appreciated that until I did this exercise. In view there, we have 0.5% of the world's population. We have 2% of the world's economy. So not only is the world's population out of sight, but so is the world's economy. We're a long way from anywhere. And the challenge for us, and I think the challenge for our industry, the challenge for our economy, is to make that isolation meaningless. In my view. But anyway, we do one-on-one metric. We've got 99% of the penguins. Thank you very much, Chris.